Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Kev got his fresh new picnic blanket on.
Yeah, this is summertime picnic.
You know what you have going on.
It's springtime picnic.
For La Raza.
Just stop it.
No. You don't know that's my Mexican heritage. I'm 1/8 Mexican. Did you guys know that?
You're not.
No, I for real am.
You did your ancestry.com?
He's 1/8 burrito.
That is more believable.
He just ate one burrito.
I'm part burrito. I'm part taquitos.
So, I'm a quarter. I'm a quarter for real.
My grandpa on my mom's side is half Mexican. So that
does
made
he
my
look,
mom
did he look
grown.
Like it?
He looked like he was half Mexican, yeah.
My grandfather is Mexican, like for real,
so,
like all Mexican.
So he had another family later with a Mexican woman. So they're 3/4 Mexican. And my mom and them are 1/4 Mexican.
What y'all be having at the family reunion?
Beef.
Carne asada.
Red beans and baked beans.
Mexican people party the best.
Yeah.
My neighbors are Mexican right now. Bruh, every UFC fight night, every big boxing match, Cinco de Mayo, they be turned to the max. They're very welcoming with the food.
Yep.
They don't care. Bro, they be like, we have plenty.
Mexicans just know how to cook, too.
Mexican people are the best.
I don't know any Mexican people who just are shitty at cooking.
If I weren't black, I'd rather be Mexican than anything.
Really?
Dead serious.
Yeah. Over white, you wouldn't want to be white?
What? No! White is like sixth place.
Whoa.
It's really?
Black.
You would never want to be white?
No.
I would absolutely want to be white.
Why?
To see what it's like.
No.
I would want to be Mexican.
Cuss out a cop.
Then Japanese.
No, like, that's living on the edge right there.
Nah. I would want to be a minority. Go down the list of every minority.
So you would never, so white would be very.
It's not fun. It doesn't look like it's fun.
But white privilege.
I agree.
I
it
care.
Does look fun. Because you get to yell at your parents.
Did you guys
happens?
See the Google commercial on the Grammys?
Yeah.
Of all the top search thing.
Right, but
in
we're
the
black,
world.
So that applies to
all
so blacks. We're good.
All black stuff.
All
number
blacks.
One athlete, number one ballerina, tap
really?
Dancer.
And it was halfway through, I was like, this is all entertainment stuff. Like, I could still see a racist bashing this. Then it was like mathematician and like.
Yes.
Poet,
really?
And speech. Yes.
And we are like only 14% of the population of America.
Of America.
And
class.
We move the culture for the world. When I went
for
to
the
Japan,
world,
it's all the Jordans to hear and Pat and you have on, that's all they're wearing.
All
they're
wearing.
Shut up. In Amsterdam, they were
these
playing
old things.
They were playing Drake in the shoe store. They were saying they were playing the N-word in public. Like
public.
I don't even think they noticed that it wasn't bleep. They're like, it's cool. We don't know what that means.
We do push the culture very much forward. But speaking of the what's it called? Did you see? I see the battle rapper, the white one, get socked. They said the N-word.
I made a video about it.
That was such that was such an immediate consequence.
He was like, he said, I can't say the N-word. N-word.
Well, you know what? The funniest part about that, the bar that he was trying to say. He said, they say I can't say the N-word. Well, nigga, he was gonna say, I just called your bluff.
Even get that
but no, he did not. He didn't even get it out. He was like, well, nigga, I just come on.
Yeah, he picked up the call on that, bro. Hello? He picked that call up.
The funniest thing about that clip is he looked at the dude like, why would
like,
you
why would you put
you and can't a black guy, it. A black guy protected him. Yeah. I was like, imagine you coon. He's like, hey,
coon.
Don't hit this white person for calling you a nigga. Like, what?
Welcome to another episode of Versus. This is a squad cast. We got the squad in the building.
Yep.
Never get a chance to do that. I was trying to do it, and Mexican talk's
right.
Gonna happen.
Mexican talk.
Awesome, man. So how's everybody doing, man? Everybody good?
Life is good.
What's up with your hair right now?
I don't know, man.
Do you
have a destination in mind?
If you're gonna lock it up all the way, or you gotta trim it down?
I'm about to cut it right now because I didn't want it to lock. So I'm gonna
cut it off.
I'm gonna cut it down low to where I can start sponging it again because the little racket thing locked it. That's
every lock is not taking locked. A different yeah, route exactly. off of your head.
Man.
Every, it's like they're all unlocked right now at once.
They don't have no, there's no uniformity.
They can left the gate open. They're like scattered.
They're not even the same size. The front, they're like unlocked.
It's a mess, bro.
There's some that are
unlocked.
Sick. There's a couple dry. In there that are good.
It's not dry. Dry. It's not dry.
No, it looks moisturized. It just looks like.
You don't, you're losing your hair.
No, I'm not.
Do this.
He is. I'm not.
No,
I'm good.
He is checked out at 12.
I'm fine. My hair grows. And this line is legit.
Your that hairline is cool. Your this hairline is like a crossover.
He hiding this line of these dreads.
That line is. Cool lineup.
Wait, let me see.
It's just, I have a big forehead.
Yeah,
it's
I don't.
It's back there, bro.
It's Pat, not.
Why would you get your
it's
hair back?
It's not. I know. I saw myself in high school. I just have a big forehead.
He does. His forehead has been like that for a long time.
Nose is pretty big, too.
It is.
We doing that?
Yeah, it's taking up a lot of real estate on that face.
That's a.
You got a quarter lot.
Shut up. I can smell it. Well, I can smell the chicken nuggets in your pocket, Cubby.
I was coming up with a joke, but it wasn't as funny as that.
No.
He was happy reversing it.
The funniest part about Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, with the tots? Oh.
And the Duke kicked
give me some of your tots.
He had tear tots in the cargo part, and I was like, that's a fantastic movie.
It was a dude at my church. Oh, my God. Ritz crackers in his pocket.
What?
That's
and
so
he would
weird.
Just bring
Ritz
it out.
Ritz are better than salty.
Raw snacks in your pocket is a bad
thing. He would just bring it out.
A bag?
No. I feel like they were loose, bro. Because I never saw the brown bag come up. He would just be like, hey, brother, it's good to see you. How's everything been? And it's like right there in the middle. I'm
what?
Like,
ain't no paper.
No paper.
When
no
I was rich, kid, please. When I was,
that's why you said what?
When I was a kid, we used to ride the church van, and my mom cooked breakfast. You know, we used to have the kielbasa sausage?
Yeah.
We used to cut it in half and burn and stuff, and have all the Black Feather kids. So the van came super early, and I hadn't had a chance to eat it, so I just put a piece of sausage in each pocket, right? in each hand. So I'm going to get on the van. I need a hand to get on there, so I put it in my pocket. The van driver was like, you put sausage in your pocket? Like,
even as adult to kid, he
you
was
got
like,
grease stains in your jeans?
No, not jeans. Church pants. Dropped
in your slacks?
And I got in the van and took them out. They had lint and stuff on.
Did
I was just
mom
like,
beat you for doing your pants dirty? Yeah.
I was the first of the van. I kind of wanted to beat
people it. Heard Kev mid-prayer like,
thank you for this.
Wait, we're praying. I'm just saying my prayers. God is good. God is great. Thank you for this meat in my pocket. Just cut it off to here.
Yeah, you do. You should.
You guys should both cut it off. The beard is weird.
No, the beard is cool.
The beard is lit.
You're if you turn your head upside down, you look like Tahir.
You don't have to let it go out this way. Like trim
that. I'm Dub C. Nah, the beard is not.
You're
going.
Tubsy.
I was looking for one too. I had nothing. You did.
Your teeth are not the same size.
To cover what just
your
got made
ain't
fun
even
of.
Present. What you looking at? Why are you laughing? That side tooth abandoned you at 16. Your side tooth was Will Smith's real dad. Look, I told him I'm gonna be there. It's gonna be another trip, okay? I just got some things to work out.
There's crows living in that hole.
Your other teeth look at that too. They're like, why he don't want me, man? Why he don't want me, Uncle Phil? I got my first shot without him. To hell with him. What happened to that?
Yeah, you never talk about
out.
It.
I snatched out.
Why?
In a fight?
It was like, yeah, cavity.
Here comes another depression.
Bro, this don't go into your childhood trauma. You worked in
it
a
was
coal
a bad
mine.
Tooth. That's it.
We had an attitude. It was playing dice or something.
He lost it. He lost it in a tooth fire.
What are y'all even be saying sometimes?
I'm laughing. I didn't even know. I was like, wait,
what
tooth fire?
What does that even mean?
I'm going to keep going, though.
Sometimes people say stuff. I don't even know why I'm laughing.
My brain was like, wait, that didn't make any sense. I was like, I don't care.
For real.
Tooth fire.
If you had me explain to you why that's funny, I couldn't tell you nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Like, there's no context.
Made me laugh.
Tooth
that's
fire.
Why I hate like this and roast me and yes. Great taste. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to why it works or doesn't.
It
you just got
a lot of it.
Sometimes it's just like, it. I just laughed, so it was like
let
a easy opening.
Residuals. Let it catch
definitely
us.
Residual.
Residual laughs. Yeah.
All right, man. All right, let's go ahead and kick it off.
What? Let's go kick it off. Let's try this again. Let's go kick off. No, we hear you still.
Man.
Fucking get it together.
So well.
I kick
he's electric.
Your tongue was like, they'll never know this one. Yes, we do.
Get it together.
Giggity,
giggity,
giggity, giggity.
What's wrong with your alternator?
Jesus. Sick of your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Your mouth is stupid.
Let's go ahead and kick it off. All right, we're kicking off today's show with driving versus flying.
So we're talking about cross-country trips?
We're talking about road trips.
What is the time limit?
Yeah.
Because it's very important. Anything under 4 hours, driving's better. Because the amount of time to go to the airport, check in, do your bags, all that.
You're spending
on tour,
the 4 hours
that was
anyway.
Our rule.
Yeah.
4 hours or less. A drive is just better. But you're talking about 12, 15, 18 hours in the car, night.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Falling asleep.
Here's my thing.
Driving.
It also depends. It also depends on the airport.
And money.
Because, like, if I if Vegas is four and a half with traffic, but I don't care. Like, I'm flying out of Burbank regardless. I'm taking
45
minutes. You drive to Vegas?
Huh? No, what? No.
What?
Absolutely not. I am always
flying.
What
is it about Vegas that you, why you
I don't want to sit in the car for more than 2 hours.
What's
I don't do anything.
Driving sucks.
I'm not sitting in any car more than 2 hours if I don't have to. I will always fly. I don't care. I've literally thought about flying to
sometimes
San Diego.
Flying,
but what if you don't have the money?
I don't want
That's
to do it.
That's a big part of it. Flying is just crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, for I mean, especially, like, and
it costs the same amount for
the regular people in the world.
But that account going to look different afterwards.
Regular people, you can't, especially if you're going with your family on a road trip, sometimes it makes more sense
and
to
kids?
Drive with kids than it does to fly with a bunch
of kids. Oh, yeah. If you got kids, please don't get on the airplane.
Right.
I can say this, though.
It depends on age, though.
I can say this, though. When I was a lot bigger, I hated flying
Everyone
so much
did.
More. Because I was just
when
like,
you came down the aisle, they were like,
oh, no, it was a tough thing. So
because
just when you're bigger, it's just not comfortable.
It's not.
Just, I'm
not
even talking about the
me.
Two seatbelts. I'm talking about just you.
But no, it's not as bad for short, small people.
Right, but
like my wife does not have nearly as uncomfortable experience on a plane that I do.
But even so, when you try to sleep on a plane, like there's only so much
sitting up and sleeping. You couldn't sleep at all. I used to be knocked out.
I cannot sleep.
I used to be knocked out.
I can't
really. I hate jerking awake. I always jerk awake.
Bro, so like when you're in the aisle, they freaking bang
your arm.
Yeah. People hit
Why
your
arm. Why do you
guys
like the aisle seat? The aisle
I don't
seat
like
trash.
The
I like the window.
That would be the only reason I get the aisle is because I'm first out. I can step up, grab my stuff, and I can hit the door first.
By the way, let's take a second
I'm
here.
I'm nimble. Mm-hmm.
When the plane lands, there's this big argument, you should wait till your turn to stand up. I'm standing up.
Why?
We've been sitting there because I've been sitting down for hours.
But it's like it's like another 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost like you're rushing people by standing up. It's
not,
like a nonverbal cue.
My legs need to stretch. I'm not rushing to move. I'm not pushing past you. I'm not getting my bag. I just need to be standing up.
But it's weird to have like
up.
Three people right there.
Then
over
move
you,
out of my way. Like, you sit down.
This is what I can say too, though. Turbulence is far scarier than almost getting into an accident.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No,
when we get turbulence, I'd be like, bro, like, this is it. Like,
but you
I get
shake.
Really, but when you almost get into an accident, it's just almost like, whoa, okay.
Sex
I'm
with you is called turbulence.
Don't give him that. Nope.
It was
but you almost laughed that
I
first
did,
time.
I wanted to win. But no, but you don't
turbulence
have to
can't give you a near death experience.
Yes,
I get scared
though.
In the air,
but you
bro.
don't get like a near death experience when you get into a bad car accident or almost into a car accident. Like it's so visual, you literally
yes.
Like there have been people who ride without a rear mirror because they got crashed so bad that they can't look into it.
Really?
Yes.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
I never
if you think
heard
about
that.
It, if the last thing you looked at was a huge truck hitting you, it's going to be tough.
I've looked in the rear view and got hit by a car like, okay, there's no way they're going to be able to stop.
So you just want, I know they're going to stop. I know.
That was funny.
He got overshadowed.
He did something dumb and loud. But it was funny.
That was good.
What did I do? Like, I literally don't even know if you said
all
word.
He wanted to do is fuck with your joke.
Change the camera view.
Now, let me say this, though. Here's a recent revelation in my life. Mm-hmm. Flying in first class. Mm. Totally different experience.
Mm. Absolutely.
So we saved all the miles.
You, Kevin.
But that's like
no, listen,
driving
just
an
listen.
Expensive
I just
car.
Want to say, no, because riding a car, Nice car, because you're still in a car. But I saved all the miles from my tour to fly my family first class to Tokyo. When I tell you that Delta One
little
suite
with the bed,
bruh.
Oh, that's got to be different.
First of all, the seats are way more comfortable in that.
Are they beds?
You can lay down.
They turn into full beds. Yeah. Movies, food, drinks.
If you're a drinker,
Sundays.
You're,
all of
Sundays?
That. Yes. They make
like
you
ice cream sundaes?
Ice cream sundaes.
What the hell is going on up there?
When you get on the plane and turn
you
left,
a
it's a totally different experience.
I've never
you get
had
on the
that.
Plane and turn right, sucks for you. Turn left, They're not so bad.
And then you can't That's ever. Tight. And then flying regular seems so. You
got to go back.
They're touching me.
Ugh, you guys don't give me hot towels.
Like Kevin Hart's Sprinter. Riding in that is not riding in a car.
But
so I guess
being
you're
driven, though. Yeah, that's true. Different.
Let me tell y'all how different Kev is. So Kev and I, we had a show out in Brea, right? For the first, it was kickoff of the show. And
Kevin. Okay.
Kevin Hart.
I go down there early because I'm beating this traffic. I'm not doing 2 hours in traffic. I leave my crib. I get down there in about 40 minutes.
Where?
Right? To Brea. Right?
Like going towards Ontario.
It was cool. It was cool. I got a room. I chilled until the time of the show. I'm not worried about it. I just don't want to deal with the traffic. Kevin got car service. I thought he took a Lyft. No. Kevin got car service.
What does that mean?
A guy comes to pick him
up. A personal driver. A private driver. Yeah. To
it's
pick
a whole
him up
thing.
To wait for you outside?
To pick him up from his house, then drive him in 2 hour traffic to Brea.
And then drive him back?
And then drive him back.
And they don't stop the clock either. That clock gonna keep rapping.
He didn't wait for me. It was two one ways. He didn't wait.
What?
I just that's the whole thing.
I mean, when the Lord blesses you, bless you. Don't be mad about it.
Listen,
your
man,
that's
you gotta
been
stay.
A good change.
Why?
Because you could have done that.
I could have. But I also
first class I get.
Listen, let me tell you what.
Kevin's so not the best all, driver. That probably was
it
the
was
best for him.
It was two. By the time I left my house, part of the reason is because I needed to pick my kids up from school. Okay. By the time I needed to, like, was leaving, it was a 2.5 hour drive. I would have had to drive for 2.5 hours in LA traffic just to then go perform. And then drive another hour and 15 minutes
that's what
back.
Everybody
so basically,
else did.
Basically, what he said, I would have had to been a regular person.
Yeah. Right,
and do
right.
what regular people
Here's
do,
thing.
Sit in traffic,
hear,
and then do what my
no,
job
if
is.
It was 45 minutes for him, 2.5 hours for me. Why be regular when you don't have to?
Yeah. That's true. 2.5 hours.
But,
at
but,
this
but hold
point,
on a second, because getting driven around is the same as being flown around. So if you put that in perspective on your road trip,
that
would you
actually
rather be
is
driven,
true.
Or would you rather be
when
flown?
For road trips, I actually prefer to drive. For a road trip, it's like a different mindset. It's like, oh, we're going to go by the gas station, get some snacks. It's a scenic route. Like,
Kevin, you didn't drive on our tour. Ever. You drove maybe three
I
times.
I wasn't going
to
pull his car.
Out of
I was
going
to eat. Ratchet tour, I didn't drive.
He drove a couple.
You don't boy, let me
we're
tell
talking,
you about
we're talking about 92 dates though, Kev. We'll get to Righteous Records. Out of 92 dates, how many times did you get behind the wheel?
9 or 2. But in my defense, I'm a terrible driver, so people didn't want me to drive.
You're absolutely.
This is absolutely
let me ask you guys this. Road trip etiquette. Okay? If you're in the front seat
don't even
during
a
road trip,
and you have to have this,
don't, if it's about Doughboy, don't
if
even do it.
If you're on a road trip and you're in the front seat, would you hop in the front seat and then pull out your iPad and watch a movie with your headphones on?
Who did that?
Doughboy.
Who do you think?
Doughboy did that in our Righteous and Ratchet tour. The driver's looking like, yo, you kind of like you're my conversation person. You're supposed to run the ox. Doughboy's like, Dexter.
Oh, you weren't driving? Who was driving?
No, Greg was driving. My brother-in-law.
So wait, why didn't you sit in the back so somebody
because
else
Doughboy
sit
wants
to
sit in the front seat because it's the most comfortable, but then he doesn't want to do the front seat duties.
Wait,
Doughboy will get in the front
seat. I
shit
if you ain't know before today.
A full,
I don't
like,
know this is you think I was.
You're driving. I done put the song on. We got the riding music going. Boom. We bummed JID. Nobody like, turn that down real quick. Hey, what's up, girl?
Oh, my. So
now
then,
we all have to hear this shit.
Pat, when we would go to the airport, Josh would ride with me and Dobe would ride with me. 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 sometime. He's turning the baby on. It hasn't been funny for a while. Doughboy would turn the baby on like it's 3 o'clock. You know, the volume depends on the time of day and the season. 3:30 in the summertime volume is not 4:30 in the morning volume. Doughboy's playing DaBaby at the highest volume in the front.
I needed some stuff with some bop in it.
That early?
Yes.
Wait, was he driving?
No. You really did that.
Yeah, he was just looking for an exit. I was like, you're this committed and this bad.
Like, what is
I'm going
doing?
To pay
there
attention.
There was
wait,
no doors. I was like,
we stopped
we
him
would
eventually.
Try, we would try to, but Doughboy would
Doughboy does stuff that you just assume everyone knows. You're like, dude, you didn't flush the toilet? We're supposed to do that? I don't know what that button did. I stay away from it.
I gave Doughboy an instant one time to use, and like we use instants to make sure we're good.
People know what instant.
You know what instant is?
No, there's no children here.
Okay, got it.
You knew.
So, Doughboy, instead of like putting it out and bringing it back to me, Doughboy just throws the whole instant away.
Wait, what?
Well, that
I thought it was done. I didn't know you wanted to reuse
what
instances.
What are you supposed to do?
That I'm
just put
I'm
it out and bring it back out.
No.
We could have.
You're being a little insensitive here.
Why don't you just use
I got it. You ain't going to walk back.
That was a fantastic.
What? You're being a little insensitive.
That was good.
Look at poopery. It's like the little spray that's this big, and you spray it in the toilet.
Cause that shit don't work, man.
Not when you eat what he eats.
No. Yo, do you know that females use pre-poop spray?
What?
That's called poopery.
That's what she was just talking about.
Poopery.
I just found.
They're called women.
You have a great name, poopery.
Female.
Amazing name.
Yeah, you're supposed to spray it on the water, and it's supposed to put a protective film on the water.
That's crazy.
And then the poop goes down, and then the film comes back together?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Once it's broken by the poop, like, how
did you try it?
You can spray it in the air, too. I'm not finna stand up
and then spray it in there after I've already pooped.
But you got warthog poop.
First of all, I do.
I'm
like, y'all need to learn to drop flush. That's how you keep the smell.
We courtesy flush.
But you be filling up the bucket?
Let it rip.
You guys flush after every drop?
That's not good for the environment. That's not good for the environment.
Forget the environment. I don't care nothing about them turtles.
Y'all are just several flushes?
Wait.
Bro, them
if
wells
is
dead. If you're
at home and nobody's there, then yeah, you can sit there on a pot of poop.
But I like to see my final product at the end.
You drawing a picture of it?
You know what I mean?
Are you drawing a picture of it?
I'm like, you were inside of me.
What?
I want to see how healthy I am.
Why can't you?
You nerd. You are a nerd.
Why can't you see it?
Yeah.
Don't you know how much you
Right. No. Aside of that, though, you can't see it if you wipe good. The toilet tissue should be covering it.
What's tissue?
Wait, what?
What's toilet tissue?
Because he said he likes to see what he did.
No,
like,
but
the
then he would flush and then wipe, obviously.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
He's not going to fill it up and then put it on the toilet.
He doesn't flush because he wants to see what he did.
He's saying he wouldn't be able to see it because he puts that much toilet paper in the
dish. You guys know this was anchored in a joke.
I wasn't for sure at first.
How do you wipe then? I don't understand. When do you wipe? How do you know when you're done wiping? If it's not wiped.
A couple of paper towels into them so you don't see anything, but napkin?
I had to make sure. I never know what you're fat.
Fish grease or grits? I don't know.
What are we going to talk about?
Road trip versus driving.
Oh, shit. Here's the thing about that. Road trip is, like you guys said, 100% dependent on company. Mm-hmm. Because the make of the car, mm-hmm. you might get a little bit more room or not, but for the most part, you got the same dimensions. It's all about company. And then plane is airline. Because you don't be really talking to people on the plane like that.
I don't want to fly nowhere on Spirit. Spirit is buns.
Is it really? Are they really taking the seats out in some planes? So having people hold like that?
They would do that if they were allowed to. If they didn't have the seatbelt issue is the only reason they can't do that.
That's wild.
If you could stand up legally, they would do it.
That's why when I started seeing that,
and
I was
honestly,
like, they would probably this could
people
be
would pay for it. Like,
like
you go to Miami for $42 on the stand up bus.
Like if it was a swing.
Stand up right.
People would lay on the ground. If you could get there for $25.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Spirit would take them seats out if it was legal.
The reason why I think I am gonna side just by the ever so slightly of hairs to road trips, you don't get a ton of memories from flying.
That is true.
You're not
going to
memorize
trip.
Nothing about
when you're a
flight,
kid,
like,
you remember road trips.
Exactly. You're going to remember the journey of the road.
The journey, it was an experience.
You're not going to be like, oh, I walked on the plane, I sat down.
That's a good point.
Watched that 4 hours.
Because when I was a kid, we did a lot of road trips.
You see some crazy stuff through the window.
And
if you
on
the
airplane, if somebody farts, you can't get away from it.
That is literally the worst, man.
Am I the only one that could tell the difference between a white person fart and a black person fart?
I don't think I've ever put that much thought into it.
I definitely can tell the difference.
Hummus?
I can tell
the difference.
I know I'm not. I don't know
who did it.
It's just a stench. You could smell it.
You're racist.
No, I'm telling you, there's a complete difference.
So you can smell a fart and be like, that's an Asian guy.
Well, mainly just I can tell when it's a white person.
How do you verify if you're right or wrong?
I ask him.
You lying.
He eats a black guy's ass and then he eats a white guy's ass.
Oh my
gosh! That's where we're going with this content. He's eating butt, male butt.
I don't know how we got here. Y'all really can't tell the difference?
No, man. Why can you?
Why can y'all not? Y'all knows no ridiculous. Y'all are lazy. Y'all are just the laziest group of individuals.
I'm offended that somebody farted in a school.
That's where I am. I'm just like, man, y'all are sick.
I can smell
it's really
it.
Here's like, all right, here we go. Okay. I got hints of barbecue.
I'm bad seeing.
Is that a flashing mile? Let me see. This is
at the end of it,
notes of matcha. Oh, that was tied.
At the end, he's
CC.
Like, "Oh, I farted."
Ginger farts. Okay.
This is a lot of.
Nobody wants your answer.
Period. Fart,
man. I think just based on I haven't had the first class experience enough yet. My paper's not there. So the road trips are better. I'm pretty sure I'll get more paper, though.
By the way, small aside, the entire tour last year, I flew Diamond. The rest of the tour was main cabin or whatever they did back there. Doughboy successfully in all the United States of America just boarded Diamond by just bogarting his way. He would scan his phone. He'd be faking a phone call. Yeah, so what I told him is the things are down 20%.
Algorithms.
Everybody would look at the thing and be like, well, I mean.
And they would just let me walk through. Because you know how they make you line up per your thing?
No, they were by. They were in their spot.
I was like, nah.
So then when we were in Amsterdam, he did it. Boom. They're like, sir.
Get your ass back in, fat boy. I was like, sir.
Why risk that embarrassment?
Nah, because.
It worked everywhere in the United States.
Because I'm going to teach you something.
Would be waiting like, oh, they gonna get them today. Nope.
Remember at first when you guys had your phones out, and then eventually you were just like, I think this
is how I live my life. You just gotta act like you're supposed to be.
They should have said, get your broke ass.
You gotta act like because if you get up there and you start fumbling and you start looking around, I'm like, man, get to the back.
But that's kind of the rule for everywhere.
If you say act like what?
If you sit there and you ask a bunch of questions and you act like you're not supposed to be there, I'm like, man, get your ass out of here. Yeah. But if you walk up there, like I would be acting like I'm having a real important conversation, and if you try to say something, you're gonna mess it up for me.
He would make sure to say the word algorithm and percentage rate down.
I'd be like, no, the Detroit algorithm. Hold on 1 second. Boop. Listen, I told you guys.
But his phone was never on. It was just the Apple Wallet
thing.
They
see the white.
They can see.
One time he started ringing, I was like,
you had to be like, oh, hang on, I got to take this. Switch over.
All right, Pat, what you got?
I'm going to go with, I enjoy road trips more, but I'm just going to say flight because.
You always getting flued out?
I'm gonna say flight because for a shorter amount of time you can see something that's way further away. So if I'm in California, I like the idea that a flight can take you to anywhere, where a road trip is just like,
oh yeah,
you can see maybe Texas if you really go hard.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna do flight all day, every day.
I'm going to say flight because I'm a sleepy driver and I'm a sleepy passenger, so I don't make a good road trip companion.
I can see that.
I'm a terrible driver, but I would say road trip anyway because I do like to, like, we were in upstate New York, and I was like, oh, it's pretty out here. The airplane, everything, all the cities look the same from the air. It's like little squares, and you're like, oh, you little ants down there living in your little human world. And then you land and you're just a person that's
never been. Road trips can be cool too, because when you can like stop and get food in different places you've never been to, you can't do that on a plane.
Yep.
But you can just fly somewhere and get
the
food
and
there.
And if you don't like the bathroom at the gas station you're at, you can always go to a different gas station. Whereas on the plane, if you can't fit in that bathroom.
Oh, I've tried to take a shit at 450 pounds on an airplane. Not a pretty
second. Let me tell you something. We were coming back from, what was it? London last year? Is that what the last city was?
I don't know where this story begins in your mind.
Barcelona last year.
Okay.
And we were on our way back to America, and I guess too many people had used the restroom on the plane, and they were like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you need to stop using the forward restroom and start using the back lavatory. And this was like...
Really?
This was like maybe 6 hours in, right? Around eight, they was like, listen, if you keep using the forward lavatory... We're going to have to make an emergency stop.
Really?
We can't keep letting you do this. 10 hours, they was like, do it one more time. Bitch, I'm
turn
this whole plane around.
Turn it around. We go right back to Barcelona. You'll never get home. Do it again.
It was so crazy.
Why didn't they just put like a tape over it?
Bro, I don't know, but he was getting increasingly upset.
That's
hilarious.
That's hilarious.
I didn't know they would land a plane over some shit.
Right?
Who knew? Who knew?
Take another poop. Pee. Fart.
Hear the flush. Like, oh, I'm parking.
How you land a plane?
Start going down.
Fuck this. Is that how you land a plane? That's how you park. That's it. Takes a little bit more time than that.
Right. A little more effort.
You take
your I didn't get to say mine.
Oh, go ahead.
You did.
You said it.
What'd I say?
Road trips?
Oh, okay. I said it.
All right. So the next topic is
Mexican food versus Chinese food.
Oh, man. You son of a bitch. This is going to be difficult.
Let me tell you what. No contest at all.
No, it's
you
not.
You better not say Mexican.
Mexican food
absolutely
for
you're
the
out of your
win.
Mind.
No,
Chinese. Chow mein, bro.
Mexican food
you're out of your mind.
For
rice.
The win. You don't feel hungry after so many different flavors. Carne asada.
Does Mexican-American count?
I was like just thinking real Mexican.
Like burritos.
She's talking about like burritos, tacos, nachos?
It should because nachos. Usually in America we do Chinese-American food. That ain't real Chinese food.
I don't care if you're talking about El Pollo Loco, if you're talking about salsa and beer, which is the best Mexican restaurant in L.A. I don't care if you're talking about a taco truck.
Taco Bell.
Nachos, except Taco Bell.
Shrimp fried rice. What?
You're telling me shrimp fried this rice?
Shrimp fried rice, no peas, no carrots, broccoli, beef. Peking rib.
Broccoli beef, no broccoli.
A lot of times Chinese food spots be making fried chicken better than some.
That is
100%. That's Korean
no, that's
food.
True.
Yes. I think Korean.
In D.C., they tell you right. When you want to go to get mumbo sauce to go to a Chinese curry out.
Same in New Orleans. Some of the best fried chickens at the Chinese spots in the hood.
Man, have you seen that video of the New Orleans Chinese people who have the Southern accent?
It's crazy.
Like, that's wild. Or maybe it's Mississippi. Mississippi Delta Chinese people, and they are full Chinese, and they sound like white. Like, they have the same Southern twang as Mississippi people. That's and they've crazy. Been in Mississippi for just as long, opening businesses. I got to send y'all the video. It is
Asian
crazy.
Asian people, it's like the most interesting when they're like completely like in another culture. Because there's a big like population of Korean people who love Mexican like Los Angeles culture, and they do lowriders and like.
Really?
They look straight up like. They look like cholos. Korean yeah, they like what? Live that life. And there's like, I think there's like a Vice documentary on it, but like.
What?
It's pretty crazy.
Oh,
like,
no, I never
they always
that.
Look the most interesting out of water.
See, this the thing I think I like most about Chinese food is just the variety of it. Like you, they like they be like
Japanese food,
fruits
though.
Like orange chicken, like you know what I'm saying, like lemon.
You're naming all the Americanized. You're just eating at Panda Express.
It's all Panda Express. Wrap chicken.
Yeah, but I don't be going to Taco Bell.
It's not about what you go to. It's about Mexican food, and that is considered one of the staples of a Mexican food in the U.S. Taco Bell.
But at least in Mexican food, they really eat tacos.
War wonton soup.
Panda eating burritos like that.
Is that Chinese?
No.
Yes.
It's Chinese kind of sure.
No, I'm not saying that.
Pasta
nachos. Are nachos Mexican?
Mexican American.
It's like Tex-Mex, right?
General So-So chicken?
South.
General
South.
You say so-so?
Like don't want to try to join the army to be General So. Hey, where can I want to join this part to make this.
But so no, where is he?
I was telling you, but Chinese, but like, I feel like they have like the best. Cause even like they're like I like their egg drop soup. They have like different hot and sour
partial,
soup.
Aren't you like happily Mexican apart?
I'm a quarter Mexican, but I still like Chinese food. Like Chinese food is just it's saucy, it's flavorful. It's I feel saucy? Like sometimes Mexican food is too heavy. It makes me feel fatter than I know I am.
Well,
I
Chinese like food don't do
Chinese
that.
Food is heavy.
Is it a mirror? No. Chinese food also you be hungry in 5 minutes.
No, you don't.
Yes, you
then you
do.
Can eat more. That's the thing I like
everybody
about it.
Fills know, you up. Everybody
fried
knows.
Everybody knows.
After you eat Chinese food, you be hungry fast.
I don't. Because
they put a lot of MSG in it.
That has that's nothing to do
you're literally
with
just
that
talking about Panda Express.
They put it in Chinese food to make you fill up, but it makes you. But
that's
you get,
not what MSG is.
Japanese but what is MSG?
Is
then?
It's at. MSG Madison is monosodium Square Garden. Glutamate, and it's used as a flavor. It's a meat tenderizer.
Hold
and
on,
it also
time,
preserves
time.
Glutamate.
You knew what that stood for?
What?
Glutamate?
You nerd.
Monosodium glutamate.
I knew what it. I knew it was like
glutamate.
Sodium. Yeah. I didn't know. You
glutamate.
Know the word glutamate?
Yeah, just glutamate mean?
Yes. That's what it means.
Why do you know that?
Because
why
I
is that
grew
piece?
Up with MSG in my house. So, of course, I know what it is. And I
well,
know what
y'all
it's
had
for.
It just in the house?
A nigga
like
named MSG?
Yeah. Asian people have it as a staple in their house.
It's
like,
a seasoning?
Is it like buy
it
for
buy MSG at the store?
It's a seasoning tenderizer. So you put it on meat. It makes it like, you know,
I thought it was
softer.
A chemical.
Yeah.
It is a chemical.
I thought it was a chemical,
salt
too.
Is a chemical. Peppers, like everything
wait,
in our body.
Salt's a chemical?
Water is a chemical. H2O, that's
oh,
a chemical.
Yeah.
Cinnamon's a chemical?
Yes. Everything. You're a chemical.
Basil.
Wait.
Water
I
is
sage.
Sage is a chemical?
Everything is a chemical.
Wait, try it out. Water is a chemical.
Water is a chemical.
Yeah,
salt
it's on
is
the periodic table.
Oxygen
it
is a
literally
chemical.
Is on the periodic carbon. Table. It never clicked.
Well, wait, no, that's
water.
An element then.
It's an element.
Element.
Yes, element.
Last airbender.
Well,
see?
That, what, here's
you
what
was
I'm
wrong.
Saying. The point is it's all chemicals.
Chemical?
These are all chemicals. They just make.
Hydrogen is a chemical. Oxygen is a chemical.
It's made of elements.
Two
that's
is a chemical. Why is two there?
Oh, my. God.
It's two of these. I knew it.
The point is, MSG is in a lot of Asian food. And
what does it taste like?
It doesn't really have a taste. It's just kind of, it's a little bit salty. It's a little, I can't put my finger on it. But it's like,
I'm shocked.
Can you put your chopsticks on it?
I didn't think MSG was something they seasoned.
I don't know what I thought it was, but I never thought y'all was in the cabinet like, oh, man, you ain't got no MSG in it.
It's a preserver, and it is used in a lot of Asian dishes.
So saying no MSG is kind of in the same category as saying we don't use a lot of salt or salt, no salt.
I would say probably more like, maybe gluten. Like, it's like, oh, this is gluten free.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, the equivalent of gluten.
It's not the same.
I thought it was like the equivalent of, like, we don't spray our like crops with rice or something.
Well, I don't know.
You see, like, the thing about it is, like, American people are like, MSG is terrible. But the truth is that people in Asia have been using it for centuries. Like,
shout out to MSG, though, because I can taste the difference.
I don't know when people, you know, I know it's not good for you.
There'd be Chinese food that needs MSG.
It's a created, like, seasoning, but. People been using it for a long time.
That's crazy. I'm gonna tell you what, you got MSG at
the house? I love Chinese food, but I feel like Mexican food is so much more flavorful.
Oh. Let me tell you, it's so much more variety.
You get so many more flavors, like from the beans to the way they cook the meat,
guacamole,
the different styles of cooking the meat, adding lime to something.
Have you had champurrado? No, Mexican hot chocolate. Champurrado is Mexican hot chocolate. Horchata.
Also, Mexican rice over Asian rice.
Nah. Absolutely.
But see, this
I'm
absolutely.
Fried rice over there.
But this is the big thing, though.
Fried rice. I ain't
let me tell y'all this, though.
Refried rice is too much.
Take dairy out of Mexican food. Would you still like it nearly as much?
What? Why? Who cares?
Because dairy is bad for you, and it's gross.
And you don't have a lot of dairy.
But a lot of foods are bad for you.
Cheese, sour cream, that's what makes it good.
Take carbs out of either. What are you left with?
Nothing. Meat.
If we're just playing that game.
But if you take out. Man.
Why would you take that out?
I think it's bad.
Like why would you have to? Like
because I don't really like dairy like that.
There's a lot of Mexican food you can have without dairy.
Like what? What's good without dairy?
Tacos. Most Mexican tacos don't even have dairy. Tacos. Like
flour tortillas.
That's not dairy.
What?
Flour is not dairy?
No.
What?
Dairy.
Are you serious?
No.
You really
are you
that?
Serious?
Flour
what?
Dairy?
No.
You flour is flour a gr- was dairy?
It's bread.
I didn't say flour was dairy.
Oh my
what?
God.
What in a flour tortilla has dairy? You think they take the flour and put milk on it and then that's how they get the tortillas?
I thought flour was
what?
This nigga's been ordering his tacos with 2% milk.
He goes to the Mexican spot.
Why? Why do you think flour was dairy?
I need the dairy-free.
Because they tell you to stop eating flour when you. It's a thing, right?
No.
But flour is carbs. They don't want you to eat carbs.
That's gluten.
What
wheat
is flour made of?
Usually it's from wheat. So that's why they say when it's gluten-free, then you get a different type of flour that
isn't
made from
wheat. I'm
going to
look this up just in case.
Make sure there's no dairy in flour.
There isn't any.
And flour?
You know what's funny, though? He's probably saying this because every time he go to the Mexican spot, he be ordering his tortillas without any dairy, and they just be like, okay.
Like, what are you talking about?
In flour. Just type that in.
They're not
in
putting
it's
no
not.
Milk. It's water and flour.
It's water.
It's
somebody
water.
Asked this.
Everyone's asked everything.
It's what? Water.
Milk. Oh, whoa, whoa. And there is milk in there.
What? You just saw lactose.
It says products to avoid with milk in them. Now pull that up.
There's no list underneath. What are you? Right, but why did you make it
right
seem
here.
Like you were right already?
The clue. This right here.
Hang on. Stop
you
it.
Did it.
Watch.
You did
watch
it.
This. If I'm right, I'm never shutting
I've seen
it.
A grandma make tortillas. Okay. She
Living
used water and flour.
Allergy. List to check foods for labels cow milk, blah, 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 blah. Where's the list? I need the list.
Stop being so aggressive.
Dairy products to avoid. If flour is on here. Okay, here we go.
Flour is
butter and butter
wheat.
Fat. Cheese.
I glanced
cream,
at it already. It's
custard.
Not on there.
A flour ain't on here.
It was
we
not a big. That. It was not a big list. I looked at it and gave it to him because I knew it wasn't on.
Man, just move along.
No. Let's talk about this.
I don't know what wow. about flour.
I don't know why I thought it was milk in it.
In flour? It's not a flour tortilla.
It's because it's
but
white.
Flour.
That's what you thought made it white.
I just thought it was.
That is what you thought because it was white. It was made with milk. Flour. If flour was made with dairy, you couldn't leave it out on the counter forever.
Or in your cabinet.
It can possibly be dairy in it.
Oh,
it sits on
gosh.
The counter forever.
This is the most.
You mix flour with dairy to make bread and biscuit and all type of stuff.
That's
don't
what
ever,
it was because you mix it with
tell,
the other stuff that's in dairy.
Don't ever tell
because you
nobody,
need flour to put milk and stuff to make bread. That's
listen,
what it,
listen
there
to
is
me.
Milk and bread.
No, don't you ever tell anybody else that you are a quarter Mexican. That is a disgraceful thing. The most disgraceful thing you've ever
said. I'm disgracing Mexican people more than black people right now?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
This nigga thought the difference between flour and corn tortillas was like vegan and regular.
Hey, man, you learn something new every day, right?
Oh, you have puppies.
There are two puppies
that
whose whole life
are at risk.
You didn't think that there was
whole life is dependent on this guy.
Those are at-risk puppies.
but all jokes aside, y'all ain't never thought that.
No.
All jokes aside, what the hell are we doing here?
It's just me.
All right, let's
four puppies.
All right, so let's just do the vote.
I forgot what
I want.
Chinese versus
dairy flour.
I like Japanese food more than Chinese.
No,
food.
I'm going so Mexican. Chinese or Mexican?
Chinese, you heard?
Okay.
Mexican.
Chinese.
Uh-oh.
Mexican.
Dang.
Oh, the Mexicans. Hey.
I'm going to have some dairy flour tortillas for dinner tonight.
That's hilarious.
All right, we're going to move on to this next topic.
For talent.
DZ, you were late. All
right. So, y'all, we got DZ in sitting for Pat. He had to go get his nails done.
Yeah. So. He left his panties in some dude's car. He had to go retrieve those things.
So we got big old greasy D. Pat, get out of here. They're going to cancel your appointment. They will cancel your appointment. You
Contrary call, I was like, where are you at? He's like, I'm on my way.
Quit shouting at me.
Shouting?
Where you at?
All right,
so we're going to move on with this last topic.
Okay. Wait, we got to introduce Denzel. How you just going to act
Deezy's
like
Deezy's in here.
Oh, up, my bad.
Shoe face.
My bad. What's up, Deezy? You good?
You look like you really didn't mean to come to work today.
What do you used to call him, though?
You going
to
tell them.
What do you used to call him, though? Skags?
And you going to mess with me.
You just... Denzel, you know that. Lied. Denzel.
What's funny?
I'm gonna need
Meg,
you
no,
to
don't,
stop
no, don't
wearing,
start speaking now.
Listen, why do you always wear your wave cap and your do-rag in places that don't require it? Like, you should stay at home and work at home. Mm-hmm. Work and out in public are places you shouldn't wear them.
Meg, and we don't ever see you with the waves. Ever.
You never see me with the waves? Daisy be swimming. When he get the fresh cut, he be swimming.
I'm swimming now, too.
Wait, why can't we see it then?
You got to go way back in the pictures for that.
I didn't say you couldn't see it. It's just...
No, he'd be waved up.
You wouldn't be wild by it right now.
Now, when he get the fresh cut, he'd be wavy.
Progress.
Well, that only happens like once.
Keep that together.
It's the fresh cut that he doesn't do often. No, DZ, you don't have. Don't do it to him, DZ.
Yeah,
they don't deserve it.
I saw it over the weekend.
Nah, DZ got them waves.
You don't want to line the beard up a little bit?
Little bit.
Do-rags are equivalent to women's bonnets. If you gonna go out, it's the same exact thing.
No, there was a 4 or 5 year period where everybody was wearing their do-rags out. 156 came out with the G-Unit stuff. We had them under our hats.
What year was that?
It was 03 to 07.
It's not 2020.
Huh? Why you looking like you got something to say?
He needs to put a do-rag on over his hair now.
Yeah, please. Anything.
Tahir needs a bonnet.
Yeah, Tahir does need a bonnet. He got a wash and go.
Don't be mad at my luscious locks.
Man, introduce the next topic.
Yeah, man. All
right, that's what I was. Shut up, everybody. Shut up. Everybody go to bed.
Hot date with Hot Pockets tonight.
The last topic of the episode is Harry Potter versus Star Wars.
I'm out of this.
Yeah,
does this include everything? Like
I'm black.
I'm
checked out. This is for movies, video games, live action.
It's just the whole
Harry Potter has video
exhibit?
Games?
The whole world.
Exhibit. Nah, like but Star Wars does. Do they? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't got much for this. Games. I don't really watch either. I ain't going to hold you.
You watch Star Crunch Wars.
Nope.
Nope.
Shut up, Denzel. That's why you're...
I didn't even say nothing, nigga.
You laughed. That's why your teeth look great.
I have very nice teeth.
You want to take a
That's
break?
What I was saying. Okay. To hear you look like a warthog going to the prom.
That's what y'all gonna get.
Yeah. You know you built like
so
Pumbaa.
Stupid.
You imagine
the glasses give
Pumbaa
you a
putting
shit.
On a corsage. Yeah, buddy. The limo's almost here.
Akuna Matama.
Limo's almost here.
Oh, Harry Potter. I don't know. It's a lot of witchery and sorcery.
You be watching Harry Potter roast. Back to the same old thing. You never shoot. Yeah, shoot.
I was about to laugh, but I was like, nah, he just said something about me. I'm a slut.
Don't do that to him. Don't do that.
I liked Harry Potter roast, and I was like, I looked at you like,
That is Hungry funny. Potter. Hungry Potter? Hungry Potter? Hungry Potter better.
I did used to watch Star Wars back in the day. I did like Chewbacca, C-3PO.
Chewbacca?
Did you say Chewbacca or Chewbacca?
No, he said Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
He said Chewbacca?
Oh, that guy.
That is not the sound. You sound like a dog when you get too close.
That's how he does it.
That's literally food still in the back of his mouth.
Rolling around. Stop, Spillage Village.
Stop. But I would think the storyline was better on Star Wars. The words that they use in Harry Potter was just too much. I was just like,
they were spells.
And the dude that was the star, that he didn't do much after that show.
Yes, he did.
Who's rolling in dough?
What's his name?
What did he do?
Daniel Radcliffe.
What did he do after that?
Him and Elijah Wood like the same person, though.
Yeah, exactly. They do.
Him and Elijah Wood.
He had a show on FX.
Yes. Daniel Radcliffe? Yeah. Oh, with the dog, Wilford or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That and something else. He had something else, though, too.
You're scraping the barrel. He didn't do much after that.
He didn't have to. You know how rich he is?
Totally pause for 1 second. I took my kids to Universal Studios. And they have the Harry Potter world or section.
It's lit.
Bro, the fact that all of that was in J.K. Rowling's head. The colors, the names of the houses, Gryffindor. Like, bro, billion-dollar franchise.
Beer.
Easily.
Butterbeer is lit,
by the way.
Butterbeer is so yummy.
And she didn't get started until, like, she was over 30 or something like that, right?
She was homeless.
Was
really?
She?
Yeah, she was living there.
She wrote all that in a car.
Yeah, she lived in a car.
I didn't know that part.
Maybe I might have switched my voice just on that alone.
Your voice?
My voice.
Wait a second. Is he hungry?
Huh?
Are you hungry?
My boat. I didn't know she was like, that's like the white Tyler Perry then. She was riding in her car.
Tyler Perry needs help. You didn't like Jabba the Hutt in Star Wars? You ain't see those symbols?
I just don't.
He like Pizza the Hutt.
I used to watch it.
Pizza the Hutt.
Pizza the Hutt.
Pizza the Hutt.
It's a real funny.
Hello. Yeah, starting again. Yeah. I'm headed home. Just like Pizza the Hutt. Yes, yes, yes. I'll be there soon,
Pizza
the Hutt.
Shit. That I'm headed home.
Stay here. Woo. That's top five funny.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Pizza the Hutt.
I don't even want to say that. That was great.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny to hear that.
It's dark here, guys.
That's so funny.
Oh, it's dark here. Come on, man. This is too much.
I'm sorry.
Light's too bright, man. Jesus.
That got to my bones. That was to the core funny.
I heard an alarm going off in my head. Like, this is not a drill. He just got your ass. Look alive. Okay.
I'll start. I didn't grow up on Harry Potter. Harry Potter happened in the weird age where my kids were not interested in anything but cartoons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That whole like 8-year span, they just missed each one of those things. Then they got into it later. But Star Wars was a thing that I watched as a kid.
Yes.
And I watched with my kids. It's pretty easy for me. I just consume way more Star Wars content. And The Mandalorian is one of the best shows freaking all
time. Down.
Me and Josh were in Japan, and we didn't know that. I don't know if you guys knew this. I didn't know. A lot of stuff like HBO, Disney only works in the U.S.
Yeah.
So we were in there like, oh, sorry, y'all didn't know? Okay, yeah. I didn't know. So we turned on Disney Plus, and it was like, nah. We were like, but I want it. I want to see it. So we had to download, it's called a VPN, where you got to trick your computer and make it things. Bro, we was on the black market of the web, the dark web, which is also a dope thing. Like, because you know how Netflix is territorial? Like, certain shows are not available in the U.S. Yeah. You do the VPN, you can watch stuff that's not on Netflix in the U.S.
Do you get to watch it for free?
Nah, you got to pay like, I don't know, $7 to $8 a month. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we did all that to make sure we watched The Mandalorian. So for me, Star Wars is like, they made a lot of bad movies, but they made a lot of good movies.
What were the good ones?
I really like, of the first trilogy, Empire Strikes Back was really good.
Yeah.
The one with Childish Gambino was not good, though, right? That's what everybody said?
No.
That was a spin-off.
Solo was like, probably my least favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, no.
It's an origin story, too.
Episode one with Jar Jar Binks was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Miss Jar Jar Binks!
Oh, my God. Like, that dude's life was, like, low-key ruined.
Really?
Yeah. That was a black dude, actor? By the way. The actor. Oh. And he just did voiceover. His, like, life was low-key ruined. But then, like, Star Wars fans, they be ridiculous, bro. They be ruining people's lives. Like, John Boyega, they don't like him. Yeah. They didn't like
really?
The girl.
Why don't they like him?
He's black in Star Wars.
Bro, I thought he was cool, though.
They
We like him.
Because this one was the lowest, like, it had low sales, like, record low sales. They only put his picture up.
When it's bad news?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It was so horrible. Like, he's not even
Cats.
The star of the movie. Yeah.
I'm like, is he even?
They didn't Daisy put Kylo
Ridley,
Ren.
She had to delete her social media. The Asian girl, I think her name is Kelly Tran.
Yeah.
What she did they say that?
They
didn't do good performances?
They just troll them. They just troll them.
They just troll them.
Like, incessantly. So I'm not a Star Wars fanboy like that. Like, I don't get that invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they've had good movies in each trilogy. And the Mandalorian was fantastic. Yeah. And the video games are good. I play the video games with my kids.
Video games
On PS4, the video games are great.
Wait, what do they have at, like, theme parks or whatever?
They just opened the Star Wars ride or Star Wars World.
I'm like, they got a whole world
now. No, Disneyland. Yeah, it's only like three. You didn't see that video going viral? People, the line was like 4 and 5 hours long. It was just like a pool of people at the new Star Wars thing.
Oh, no, I didn't see
that. Yeah, franchise wise, Star Wars just prints money.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if that's fair though, because that has been around since what, the 70s?
Yeah.
And
Harry
Potter just came out within like the last.
Yeah, it's
years.
A 30 year old franchise. Yeah. Like, they definitely have.
I don't feel like nobody, because I'm old enough to remember when Star Wars was out when I was younger. And I feel like people liked it more than they liked the newer ones. They don't seem like they like the new one.
Well, they say that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's a lot of movies that are similar to it. There's a lot of space sci-fi type of stuff nowadays. Back then, there wasn't. Like, that was cutting edge. All the special effects in the 70s. Like, you're oh, there's nothing better than this.
And that Darth Vader, Luke, I'm your father, or no, I'm your father, was considered. So here's the technical line. Obi-Wan never told you what really happened to your father. Luke says, you know, he told me everything. He told me you killed him. And he says, no, I am your father. No, search your feelings and you'll know it's true. But people just said, Luke, I am your father. But it's technically, no, I am your father. But that twist, when
that
came out.
He burnt you.
Messed it up.
No, he was asking.
No, I think he was trying to.
No, he was asking. That twist was like, because that was before the internet. So that's what I consider the greatest twist in movie history. We didn't even get to see that. Like, we watched it knowing that was coming. But if you didn't know that, people were like,
and what is the origin story of Star Wars? Are they fighting to save Earth?
No.
I don't even know what.
You'd have to just get into. When Star Wars was bought by Disney, they did a whole parade on Disney's lot. Like, stormtroopers, everything. Like, and then Darth Vader walked on at the end. Was like, Mickey, I am your father. It was like the greatest merger ever.
To Mickey?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're doing your spinoff too, right?
Like, that's great. Shut up.
You're doing your spinoff, Darth Plater, right?
Shut up. This is not good.
I am your plotter.
What?
I am your plotter.
What? I don't get it.
I don't even get it. It was just
another way to say platter.
Platter. I'm more laughing.
Kept going. His kept inability going. To let a joke go.
I really didn't even understand.
Darth Plater. he grabs food. You're about to bite a piece of chicken. He's like, no.
I am your father.
Anyway, I think what makes Star Wars so dope is that at the time it was niche. Like, it was a sci-fi. Yeah. It wasn't a really big genre, but they had a cult following, and it followed them into like the new series, and now it's expanded. Like, you got the Lego Star Wars series.
Oh, man.
You got the cartoons that come on Network, Cartoon Network.
Attack of the Clones.
So much stuff to the point where they were like, it literally had a cult following, and then it became like this massive worldwide thing, and for it to be from the 70s up until now and have the acclaim that it does.
Is it the greatest franchise ever?
It might be, but wait a minute.
It has to be. It has to be the most.
It has to be
make the most
money.
Maybe
it's the most long.
No.
But wait a minute. You could say the same thing about Harry Potter, because Harry Potter's been able to have a whole world at Universal Studios, and it's
still
only
there.
Been out in a third of the time.
But how many movies are there? Like eight or nine?
Saying. Like, Harry Potter came out in a time when we had the technology to make those movies amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a movie that came out when Laserdisc was around and still kept its core fan base and expanded it tremendously.
You know what I don't like about Star Wars is that even when, like, so for example, you watch The Mandalorian, the technology that's in the movie still feels like the original Star Wars.
Yeah, I hate
The Mandalorian.
That radar is horrible.
No, because The Mandalorian is set right after the end of the Darth Vader dying. So it's not in the future. It's not a prequel.
They have ships that can travel at light speed, and their radar still goes beep, 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 beep. Right.
Like, ain't nobody really figured out a new way to do radar. It's basically that. That's a good point. Like, that's all y'all have?
Spaceships be, like, horrible. Like, how is it? You got an old school microwave in this dock. Like, what is happening
that's
right now?
That's a good point. I never thought about that.
It's real dirty. Are there any
big villains in Harry Potter? I can't remember.
Yeah. Voldemort.
Oh, yeah, the old dude with the big nose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's
Professor. He don't have no nose.
You talking about Professor Snipe?
Oh, he's a dude with the little. He has a little stick.
Ain't it two? Those are wizards. All of them have sticks.
Right.
Yeah, I know the guy you're talking about. Yeah,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Man. He don't know it. You're
Voldemort pork.
It's not funny.
Actually, but you know what? I like the storylines in Harry Potter better. I could watch all of those movies back to back. I can't do the same with Star Wars. I have.
I have not seen them all.
I think they're all good. I mean, they're all very different. Some are a little slower than others, but
in the whole collection
of it, I could watch it. But Star Wars has a lot of slow moments. In almost every movie.
Star Wars has
some bad movies. 3 hours? They all 3 hours? Like,
bro,
all like 5 years to make?
The Force Awakens is Star Wars A New Hope with just different characters. Right. It is literally the same movie. All they did was make Luke into Rey.
Yeah.
But it is the same movie. They didn't even try to hide it.
No.
And they didn't have a good villain for the end of this one, so they're like, the Emperor again. Like, bro, he was dead. He was on a machine.
Or so you thought.
And we're like, okay, come on. But still, like, it was enjoyable.
It was, that was so whack, man. I'm going to be honest about this last one. I just was like, I'm going to go because I'm a fan, but I was just
I feel like Star Wars permeated pop culture a lot more than Harry Potter, but that could be part of, like you said, it started so much earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It like almost created the genre in a sense. It was like Star Wars and Star Trek were the only things about space
for a long time. So many characters to choose from. Like you had Chewie, you had Stormtroopers, you had Darth Vader,
Jango Fett, Boba Fett, Luke, Leia, Darth Vader.
So
Emperor.
Like you, everybody has somebody to try to connect with versus like just Harry Potter and his homeboys, and then that's it, Dumbledore.
No, Harry Potter. They had the. They used to play that soccer game, but on the sticks, Quidditch. I wanted to play.
That's not a character.
They actually do have Quidditch leagues in real life.
We try to do that here. Remember?
We did try to. They be running.
What's it called?
Quidditch.
It's like lacrosse, but
it's like spinach. So we understand why you wouldn't know it.
Oh, Quidditch.
I knew it. All right, let's go ahead and get this vote going real quick so we can answer immediately.
He just has an endless amount of those. He never runs out of the opportunity to do that.
I saw it, but when he did it immediately, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to judge him. And he was like, oh.
No, you properly judged him. I quit it.
All right, Doug, what you got?
I'm going Star Wars just because I don't really, I've never watched a full Harry Potter and they're boring.
Okay, I got
same birthday too, right?
Man, say your thing.
Is it my turn?
Shoot face. Yeah,
come on, Scary Potter.
I'm gonna go. You said what?
Say, come on, Scary Potter.
I wouldn't even why? Because I'm black.
Yes, Shadow Clan. Let's go. Spit it out.
Hey, Shadow Clan.
Your name
is Tahir Waysmore.
Brillo pack. Anyways, you said what?
His name is Tahir Waysmore.
Tahir no mas.
No, but Pizza the Hut. Don't forget that. Is the joke of
yeah, that's the joke of the episode. Yeah,
I'm gonna go with.
That boy took his gloves off.
All right, I'm gonna head up.
I'm through.
Harry Potter.
Okay.
Just because that was my time. Feel like you, growing up or y'all growing up with Star Wars. I grew up with Harry Potter. I didn't watch it a lot though, but.
Yeah, too busy cripping.
I got nothing. I got really got nothing for this.
From Crippendor. Okay.
I was watching Block Wars.
I'm not at all. But all right.
Block Wars? Star Wars?
They were still laughing at mine.
I just wanted to get in.
Pizza the Hut, enough.
That's so funny. I'm going to go with Harry Potter because I feel like the movies are more. I like the movies. I like the. I mean, and then again, it's like, hey. They have magic wands.
Meg has a horrible reason for picking.
I'm tired.
Star Wars.
Oh, can I say what? Oh, Star Wars of me too. What were we gonna say, Deezer?
The world at Universal really got me.
It is
messing
fire.
With Harry Potter.
It is dope.
The fact that they have a hole in like every single what is it, like every little stand is its own little thing, like the beer. They have a whole thing of just beer.
They got the train. Got the rides are good.
They got
the Butterbeer is fire.
They have the singing, dancing frogs.
The frogs. It snows.
Okay. That's well, all. Cool. Well, it looks like Star Wars still has it, though. So, sorry, Harry Potter fans. We're rocking with Star Wars over here. And thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Versus. Please send in your suggestions to my inbox on Instagram, and we'll see you on the next show.
Yeah, you just want a reason for people to DM you.
No, I don't, actually.
All right, one more. We're out of here.
Uno más. Good Lord.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.